Odyssey. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today is our final podcast looking back on the creation of the milestone Best Is Yet to Come stories that had the Melsoners moving to Baltimore.
So far, we've talked to the people who wrote, directed, acted, produced, and sound designed these shows, and to our friends in Ukraine who processed Eugene's lines for the show.
But we haven't talked to the person who knew Will Ryan best, his wife Nancy.
Nancy was essential to the process of recreating Will's voice in The Best Is Yet to Come. We would not have gone down that path without her blessing.
And, of course, she has plenty of stories about Will that we haven't heard before. Let's talk to Nancy.
Well, we're excited to have Nancy with us today. Nancy, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's rewind back to your early days with Will. How did the two of you meet?
It was December, and I was very much into swing dancing for over a dozen years. And there was a swing dancing venue, but it was a holiday, and not many people were showing up. And I walked over to him and asked him to dance, and he really didn't like dancing. But we started talking and went on our first date.
It's funny because Will was so musical, and it's funny that the musicality didn't transfer over into dance, or maybe it did. Maybe you guys did get to dance a little bit as well.
But you can't dance and play the ukulele at the same time.
Well, you could. So it'd just be hard.
I mean, given a choice, Will probably would have been stuck on the musician side of things, right?
Absolutely. He couldn't believe that I couldn't tell him all about the band after I went to a dance if he wasn't there. I didn't remember how many people were on stage or what they were playing. And it was hard to dance with him sometimes because he was so listening to the band.
And I love his encyclopedic memory. It seemed like he could remember everybody who he'd ever met, and he'd met so many famous people that sometimes he would just name drop a name here or there. You know, he did it gracefully. He wasn't bragging or anything. And often you wanted to go, well, tell me more about that person you met. So maybe can you tell us about someone special that you and Will met together?
But let me first say that what you just said is an understatement. Everybody marveled at how many names he could drop. But my favorite person was a mutual friend who was very well accomplished himself. And we all got to be, he and his wife, and we got to be very good friends. And very, very smart attorney. And he said he had never met anyone in his life who could drop so many names and never be pretentious about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just came naturally. I got to say that of all the famous actors of a certain era, he either had lunch with them one time or he was very good friends with their widow. There were so many of those stories. So I met lots of famous people. He threw out names all the time. And he recognized people in crowds. And I'm not from California. I was very busy becoming a doctor and never kept up with actors. So it was fun.
Well, you've said that Will's philosophy was to find a way to make every day a happy day and to share that happiness with others. Could you maybe tell us a story of how you saw Will do that?
For starters, I would say that I was with him for most of 20 years. And you could not get in a fight with Will. If you tried to pick a fight, complain about something, you were arguing with yourself. He just didn't fight back. And it was the coolest relationship because we could each concede, listen to the other person. And it was magical. It's hard to believe it really happens. It's amazing. One thing I have to say, he read more than anyone I ever met. Amazing. He would buy the book from every celebrity, from everything we went to that someone was authoring a book, and he would actually bring it home and read it. I never met anyone who read so much, which is why I think he was such a perfectionist in his diction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, certainly something he brought to the character of Eugene Meltzner, and I would believe that a lot of what we know of Eugene evolved from the actor who played him. And it was something that we saw in Will, and we felt was something that was very charming, and certainly something that's charming in the character of Eugene.
Before I knew Will, I wasn't familiar with Odyssey. As I got to know Odyssey, and on our long trips, we would listen to Odyssey completely. And I grew to realize Eugene was Will. Will was Eugene. It was amazing to me, and it helped me kind of see a different side of him, too.
Yeah. You mentioned Will's books, the number of books that he had, but he collected other things. And now, of course, you have those collections. So can you tell us about maybe a treasure you found or something that you have that's become especially meaningful to you?
I tell people that I'm going through original Laurel and Hardy scripts.
Wow.
Next to half-done crossword puzzles from last week. You know, and it's a lot of digging. Oh, one thing I enjoyed finding was a big bag of silver dollars.
Wow.
Loads of magic tricks that he bought and decks of cards that are for magic tricks. Yeah, so he loved writing haiku books. I don't know why he got into haiku, but he finished up with the popcorn haiku book.
I have that one on the shelf.
Oh, good.
Yes. Well, Nancy, this is the part of the podcast where we ask our guests a totally random question, also known as a
TRQ.
These are questions submitted by our listeners. Listeners like Nancy Drew, who asks, what is your favorite ice cream topping? And, you know, by extension, maybe if you would mind telling us what Will liked to put on his ice cream.
We loved ice cream together. We bought butter pecan a lot.
Mm.
Or chocolate in any form. And a topping? Oh, I think hot fudge. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with hot fudge. Okay, that's the answer. Nancy Drew, thank you for the question. And Jesse, we'll let you take it from there.
All right. Well, this has happened to me, and I only host the podcast. So I imagine you might have been in public with Will, and maybe the two of you are having a conversation, and somebody walked up and made a connection to one of the characters he played. Maybe it was on Adventures in Odyssey, maybe it was one of the many movies or TV shows or all the other things he did, but can you share an experience maybe when somebody recognized Will's voice out in public?
We were at a restaurant in the Valley. We were very good friends with a lady who was a comedy writer in Hollywood, very, very accomplished, and people will always were excited to meet her, and we had known her for quite a while, and we ended up taking her to dinner about every week or every other week in the last year or two of her life, and she was used to people giving her attention, and we were in this restaurant at a booth, and this young woman comes around the corner, lady. And she said, are you on the radio? And of course, our friend Lila said, well, yes. And the lady said, no, you speaking to Will. And he said, well, yes. And she said, my son recognized your voice.
Oh, wow.
Are you Eugene? And it was around the wall. It was around the corner that he heard Will speaking, and he knew it. Great ear, and I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
You know, when the Odyssey team was talking about ways for Eugene to gracefully exit the show, and the idea of using voice cloning software came up. We contacted you to see what you thought. What was your first reaction?
I thought that it would be great. It would be a way to carry on his legacy and Eugene and make it carry on what he had established.
Yeah, and now that you've heard those episodes, like we all have, what did you think of the final product, especially knowing the voice was Townsend, but yet it sounds like Will? I mean, I don't know. I was blown away.
Me too. I'll tell you what I was really thinking. Will has such an excellent ear. I used to say he can hear twice as much as I can listening to the same thing. I couldn't tell the difference. And I was wondering if Will were sitting here, could he tell that that wasn't him? I don't know. He probably could.
He probably could.
But I couldn't.
Well, the Odyssey team has really enjoyed getting to know you, Nancy, and we consider you a friend. Is there anything else that maybe you wanted to share with us or our listeners today?
I think he was a unique man. He was very special. He made the world happier, and he certainly taught me, and I hope others, to make today a good day, to be grateful for it, and to be kind to everybody.
I love that. Yeah, thank you, Nancy. That truly was Will, and we saw that in the studio, and of course you saw that every day with him. So thank you so much for your time and for being on the podcast today.
It was a pleasure.
It's always fun to talk with Nancy. We've become better friends since Will's passing, and every time we get together, we learn more about Will and hear more one-of-a-kind stories.
Will's memory will continue to live large on Adventures in Odyssey, and, of course, Eugene will continue to be a huge part of the legacy of the show.
There's plenty ahead for Adventures in Odyssey, but that's it for today's podcast. The official Adventures in Odyssey podcast is a presentation of Focus on the Family.
You can join the club at adventuresinodyssey.com to hear or hear again The Best Is Yet to Come, or nearly 1,000 other episodes.
Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.